Good evening, everybody. It's good to see you. If you'll get you a church hymnal and turn to page 281, we'll sing Send the Light. 281. There's a call.
Seems like down here you never get settled in anything. And but up there, thank God. Seems like there's always some reason to hang your head, but now up there it ain't that way. Amen. Beautiful place. And one of these days we'll slip in. I appreciate the Lord. It's good to be here tonight. You pray, Lord, just does what he wants and has his way. It'll be good when he just does whatever it is. You mind the Lord tonight? Let him help your heart. I'm in great God. Best thing ever happened to me, get saved by the grace of God. Second best things I found out. Found out how good it was. Don't think I still know it all. Sure don't. I mean, everything he's done for us, the Bible said the half hath not yet been told. Also said neither hath entered into the heart. You know, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man what God hath prepared for them to love. We don't really, I believe, get a hold of all of it. But anyway, the Lord's good, isn't he? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get a couple of ushers to come real quickly tonight. We'll receive the offering. You give the Lord as he blessed you. We'll let them sing some more here in a minute or whatever. Whatever the Lord wants done. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad I'm his and he's mine. Thank God. Amen. You can lose everything down here, but you can't lose what you got in him.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Willie, you pray for us if you would.
Our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, one more time to come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for that amazing grace of God. Our Father, I'm so glad that he loved us. I'm glad the Bible said that he loved us and washed us in his own precious blood. I'm glad, our Father, Lord God, that the Son of God, the blessed Lamb of God, was willing. Our Father, I'm glad he came that day, our Father, and done the will of the Father. I'm glad that, our Father, though he was beat and bruised, our Father, and they done everything to him that day, our Father. Oh, God, I'm glad he took my judgment. I'm glad he took my whipping that day, our Father. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We want to tell you have a good son, Lord. We come tonight, Lord, and I thank you for heaven, Lord. And our Father, Lord God, I'm glad. Thank God after a while. Oh, God, we're going to move into that real place over there in heaven's glory. And our Father, I'm glad. Thank God they're living over there. Amen. Our Father, them, it's already over there. I'm glad, thank God, our Father. I ain't quit shouting and ain't quit running, our Father. And Lord, we thank you for it, our Father. God, I'm so glad, thank God, our Father, Lord God, that we find in the Word of God, our Father. God, how good it is. And our Father, I'm glad, thank God, our Father, we can taste it, Lord. And our Father, down in our soul, I appreciate the light, Lord. Our Father, I'm glad He was the light. I'm glad the light came into our soul one day. I'm glad He turned the light on, our Father. God, we thank You for it, our Father. Bless You, children. Have You way in this place, our Father. I pray, our Father, we'd get another glimpse, Lord God, of Him, this blessed Son of God, the One that loved us, and our Father did it all for us, our Father. God, help You, children, and what You do, we'll bless You, we'll praise You, we'll bow Him with our heads and say You did it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sing number 374. Press on, it won't be long. Thank the Lord.
There's glory in my soul.
pressing on.
Amen. Thank God. It won't be long. If it is a little while, it won't be long. Amen. That'll be all right, ain't it? Hallelujah. I'm glad that the Lord, He is coming back one day. He is coming back to get His bride and His church. Thank God. And I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate it. I'm glad. Thank God we got something to look forward to. The Bible said, that crowd over in 1 Thessalonians, they was wondering about that. They was worried about them that was asleep. He said, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to sorrow as those which have no hope. Amen. The Lord's going to take care of all of that business in a moment, a twink, just a second. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, come on up here, Brother Frank. And I asked him if he had anything on his heart, and he said a little. I'm going to let him give it to us. I appreciate the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's good to be here tonight. I'm glad I'm here. Feels good to be in church. It really does. And, you know, we were singing about how beautiful heaven must be. And I assure you, God is very real. Amen. And heaven is a very real place. Yeah. And there's only one way to get there.
Amen.
And I was thinking earlier, you know, God the Father, He accepted what Jesus did for me. He accepted that. He accepted what His Son did for me. He accepted it. And that's all He'll accept. That's the only way to get there, to heaven, to that beautiful place. There's only one way, and you got to go through the Son of God. I mean, because that's all He will accept. He's not accepting your good works. He's not accepting your good living, your moral life, all your things you think. He accepts His Son and what He did on the cross for mankind. That's what He did, the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection, Him bearing your sins in His own body on the cross and all. That's all God will accept. And that's all He wants from you. He don't want a lot from us. He wants us to believe the gospel. Yeah. Believe that from your heart, you'll be saved. The other thing, people always wonder, well, what's the will of God for my life? What's the will of God for my life? What am I supposed to do? Well, He said that in 1 Thessalonians, He said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's the will of God for you, concerning you.
Amen.
Just be thankful.
Amen.
That's all. He don't want a lot from you. If He wants you to do anything, He'll let you know. Believe me, and if He lets you know, you'll know. But God's good, and I'm thankful. And I'm glad I'm going to heaven. I'm going to that beautiful place. Yeah, it's just because I bowed my knee to the Son of God, just let that pride go and just got saved. I mean, God did it. I can't explain it all, but I remember where I was, and I remember the experience I had, and I appreciate God doing that for me. I appreciate the Lord. And I did have a little something on my heart out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to read the first 8 verses real fast, like, kind of to get to where I'm thinking about. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that's your brother. Now, here he's talking about, it's pretty plain, he's talking to Christians. He's talking to saved people in the church, brothers and all. And he's talking about when one has a matter against another, he says, you know, basically he's telling them about you don't need to go to court in front of the unbelievers. I mean, he said, it'd be like me and Brother Mike going into business together or something. And maybe one day I thought, well, he cheated me a little bit or something. And, you know, we, instead of going to one another and working it out or working it out in the church, you know, we go to court downtown and just have it out in front of all the unbelievers. I mean, that's what he's telling them here. You know, don't go in the court and the law in front of unbelievers. He said, just, you can judge it yourselves. You can take care of this matter yourselves. But I want to skip on through that. That's just, he's just giving them some instruction here on how to operate, how to do in the church. And in verse 9, he says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I imagine, you know, a lot of preachers that probably preach this stuff, you know, he's talking to unbelievers here. He said, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He's talking about unbelievers here. He's not talking about a backslidden Christian here. He's not talking about some Christian that maybe they're having problems in the flesh. Maybe they've gone out in the world again a little bit or whatever. He's not talking about that. He's talking to the unrighteous here. He's talking to the, my God, he's talking to the ones in darkness here, the unrighteous. I mean, you're righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. I mean, God said he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that you may be made the righteousness of God in him. I mean, he's saying down here, he names some things down here, and he said the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I mean, but he gets on down, he said, and such were some of you. Now, some preachers that probably preach this, that, you know, see, if you don't live right, you're unrighteous. If you backslidden again, you lose your salvation. Because, I mean, my God, you're unrighteous now. You can't inherit the kingdom of God. I got news for you. You're going to slip and fall in this lifetime. You're going to scrape your knee in this lifetime. You're going to sin in this lifetime. I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying a sin goes a lot deeper than just getting drunk and dope and all these things. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, my God, if I was to preach on all what's been, if I was to get on the spiritual stuff we do that's wrong, my God, that's a lot worse than them fleshly things we do. But anyway, he's not talking about the unrighteous like some of them will. They preach that. Like if you die with one unconfessed sin, you'll go to hell. I've heard people say that. They go to churches where it's preached, there's stuff like this. But he's talking to unbelievers here. He's talking about the lost. That's all I knew to do, knew how to do when I was lost and out in this world. God said in Ephesians chapter 2, ye who hath he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's the unrighteous, children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. I mean, he said we all walked that way at one time. time. There was a time when we were all unrighteous like that. But God, who's rich in mercy for His great love, wherein He loved us, He's quickened us and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. And it's by grace you're saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. My God, he gets in here in verse 11 and he said, you know, he names all these things, drunkards, revilers, all this. Verse 11, and such were some of you. See, that's past tense now. He said, such were some of you. You used to be that way. That's all you knew. You were in darkness. Your eyes were shut. You didn't know God. You didn't have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. You walked in darkness according to the course of this world, the prince and power of the air. You were blind. He said, such were some of you. But see, God did something to you. He performed a spiritual operation on you. I mean, my God, he said, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. My God, he said, you such were some of you. It's past tense, but he said, now ye are. You're washed. That's what you are now. You're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified. It's all in Christ Jesus. I mean, he did an operation on you. He separated the flesh and the soul and the spirit in man. He said in Colossians, and he said, ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. God did. I mean, ye were a lot of things, but he said, but ye are now. You're washed. You're sanctified. You're justified. An operation's been done on you. You're different now. My God, I mean, everything is in Jesus now. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, he said, but of him, of God the Father, he's talking. Of him ye are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. It's all Jesus. He's your wisdom. He's your righteousness. He's your sanctification. He's your redemption. He's everything for you.
Yeah, thank God.
My God, you're not going to lose something God gave you.
Amen.
You're sanctified and washed and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And he said, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. He said, all things are lawful unto me. All those things I just named up here, this stuff, fornicators, idolaters, all this stuff, you're not under the law.
Right. Amen.
The law was fulfilled. Christ fulfilled
Amen.
That for you.
Amen.
You're not under any of that law.
Amen.
He said, all things are lawful for me. I can do any of it.
Right. Amen.
And I want to say this in the right way. It's been on my heart, especially for you young children, teenagers, and the younger ones here especially. And I think people misunderstand what we preach here sometimes. We're not promoting going out in this world, living out in hell out here in this world. He said, all things are lawful for me. I can do it. He said, but all things are not expedient. In other words, he said, but all things aren't good for me. There are things out here in this world that will harm you. There are things out in this world that will hurt you severely. There's things Amen. Out here in this world that will kill you.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Watch what you partake of. Yes, you may be saved. You're okay. You're going to heaven.
Yeah.
But watch. Don't experiment out here in this world is what I'm trying to tell you. I speak from experience on this.
Yeah.
I didn't get this off the internet. I got this out of living a real life.
Amen.
There's things out here in this world that you can experiment with. You may experiment with 5 different things, 10 different things, whether it's dope or liquor. Or there's a lot of things. The list goes on and on. And out of those 5 or 10 things you fool around with, there'll be at least one of them that'll grab a hold of you and it won't let go. And you'll want to give it up. You'll want to get out of it. You'll want to quit it. You'll get in deep over your head where you didn't want to go. It took you further than you ever intended to go. And there ain't a thing you can do. You'll beg God to take it from you. Sometimes He might, and sometimes He may not. And you'll be left to struggle. And it's a battle from then on. It's a struggle the rest of your life. You may get victory over it. You may not.
Amen.
It'll be a battle. It'll be a fight. It'll be a struggle with your flesh. And my God, you don't have to go through that unnecessary. That's totally unnecessary for you to have to go deal with. I know. I speak from dead experience on this. You don't need that battle. You don't need that warfare. Best thing you could ever do is just stay with God.
Amen.
Stay in the church here.
Amen.
Stay with the Lord. Forget this world out here. It's got nothing for you. All that's out there is just heartache and agony and death.
Yeah.
That's what all that stuff brings. Paul said, all things are lawful for me. Jesus paid the price. It's paid
right.
In full. No strings attached.
Amen.
Honey, you ain't under the law.
Amen.
You can dabble whatever you want to. But there is consequences
yeah.
to it. Don't be deceived.
Yeah.
But not all things are expedient. Not all things are good for me. Yeah, I can go out here and get drunk if I want to tonight. And if I wake up in jail tomorrow, whose fault's that? Not God's.
That's right.
If I run my car into a tree and get my arms cut off or something, whose fault's that? I'm the one that picked it up and unscrewed the lid and
right.
sculpted her down. But that has nothing to do with your salvation. You're saved, you're saved.
Amen.
Jesus paid that in full, 100%. He's your justification, your sanctification, your wisdom, your righteousness. It's all in Him. And that's all God will accept. That's all the Father will accept is what His Son did for you. But He accepts that. And He put you in Christ. And He accepts that part. But He said, but not all things are not expedient for me. Not all things are good for you out here. You're better off if you never touch about anything out here in this world, really. You're really better off if you never put your hands on it. There's things I wished I would have never touched.
Amen.
But I did. There's things I wished I'd have never seen. I wish these eyes would have never seen. Things that I can't forget. They're there. See, Adam and Eve, their eyes were open. Son, they went the same after that. They didn't know good or evil before that. They didn't know either one.
Amen.
So when their eyes were open, it was a different ball game after that. The less you see out here of this world, the better. The less you touch, the less you partake of it, this worldly mess out here, the better. You're better to stay with God.
Amen.
Stay with God. Because I assure you, you start playing with something out here, something will grab a hold of you. And it won't let go. You may can dump the other 5 or 10, but there's going to be one. And the devil will make sure of it. that'll be your little thing that he'll make you miserable with. And it'll be a fight. But it's an unnecessary fight. My advice to you is just don't touch none of this stuff out here. And we're living in a very dangerous day too. You're just better off to stay in the church, go with the Lord. God's got better. He's got a lot better things for you than this world. I was in this world. I know. I traveled it all the way around it, living in that mess. And I've had to fight things my life. It's not worth it.
Amen.
Better off just.
Yeah.
Amen.
Stay with him. He's got good things for you.
Amen.
Amen. You're right.
That's the only kind of things he does have for you, are good things. The world don't have anything for you. I assure you of that. All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient.
Amen.
He said, I won't be brought under the power of enemy. Said, all things are not expedient. I'll be not brought under the power of enemy. This stuff out here in the world does have power on you.
Amen.
You can't be brought under the power of too much. Thank God Jesus took care of it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank God that'll help you.
Amen.
And that's right. It is right.
Amen.
And I've heard so many times different things, like he said, I think people misconceive what we do preach. I've heard them tell Preacher Potter and told me, and you just give them a license to sin. No, they're sinning before you ever had a license. Just letting them find out they're free. And find out, see, I mean, then you can worship God. That's what it's about anyway. And he's right. The scripture does say over in Galatians, be ye not deceived, for God is not mocked. For wherein a man soweth, there shall he also reap. And that's what he's saying. Like you said, if you go out and do these things and something happens to you, it ain't God being mean to you. You're reaping what you sowed. God didn't do it. You done it. He just said God is not mocked. I mean, it's a seed. You sow it. You do this. And it's going, you're going to suffer from it. But aren't you glad? Thank God. Really, aren't you so thankful that you are sanctified. You are justified. You are washed. Ain't that good?
Amen.
I mean, that's a blessing right there. Because I can read that little short list up there and I can say guilty, guilty, guilty. But I'm glad, thank God, he don't see me that way. I am not that way no more. And I'm going to let you go here in a minute. I was trying to preach for his reading over there in Colossians the other day. It hit me and I love that. He told that crowd, see, the law is so deep. He told that crowd, he said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. If your hand offends you, pluck it out. He said, be better off. You know, well, then I seen that. Over there in Colossians, see, there ain't nobody sitting here tonight with an eye patch on or one hand. And even further than that, say, well, I didn't do those things. Well, if you be angry at your brother, you've committed murder, you know. So you might not have done what we could see or what I could see or anybody else, but you've been mad before. Yeah, you've been there. But he said this. He's the one cut it loose. He cut it loose. He cut you loose from that. He done all that. Thank God. I don't think they've seen too many of them walking around in that day like that. But the law is just so holy that you can't get around it. And the only way that you can make it is be blood washed. Amen. He washes you. He sanctifies you. He justifies you. It's the only way. Thank God. And I want to say this. He did do it. Amen. It's all in him. It's all in him. I like what Brett said the other night. I'm going to let you go. Talking about that Muslim. And they asked him, said, what did your prophet ever do for you? Talking about Muhammad. He didn't do nothing for him. He said, well, mine died for me.
Amen.
Mine died for me. I like that. He said, sing a song about your prophet. Wasn't no song to be sung about him. But Lord God, we got books on top of books.
Amen.
All about him. Amen. It is about him too. Thank God. I appreciate that. That helped my heart. Amen. It's good to find out. I said it earlier. I'm glad when I found out I saved, when I got saved. But I was glad I found out really what he'd done for me.
Amen.
I tried that. I lived in that bondage for years. You had to do right or God won't bless you. And I was doing my best. Everything I could. And I was in misery. I mean, I was miserable. I was holding a meeting. I was miserable. Helping another guy in a meeting. We was holding revival. And he got up there preaching that junk, talking about God turning you, his back on you and all that. And I've told you all this stuff. I went home that night. I went in a bedroom. I turned it into a study. I locked the door and I was going to stay there until I got something from God. He come by. That's when he gave me that scripture. It said, mark them which teach doctrine contrary to which you have learned and avoid them. And I was holding a meeting and I didn't go back. The next night I didn't go back. My turn to preach. Pastor of the church called and said, where was you at? I said, I got a question for you. Did you believe what you heard the other, you know, night before last? Did you believe it or didn't you? Because I'm out from under that bondage. I'll quit before I'll continue in this. I'm done. I was hurting bad. The Lord sent Joe and Ricky by. I wound up up here. Just one service. The preacher made me mad the first service. I was mad. But he was right, and I knew it. Yeah. It wasn't long I found out all my sins were gone. I'd been confessing forever and didn't even believe in it. But I thought it must be true because that's what they're telling me. Well, then I finally read it over there one night. We confess Jesus. That's all I'm confessing now. I don't confess my sins. What do I want to tell him something that he's already washed away? I just confess Jesus now. And so, man, I say, what'd you do? It wasn't long. I packed my bags and moved this way. Oh, God. Say, what about that? Ain't been back. Ain't looking for meetings. Ain't going out in meetings. Don't want to go out in meetings. I'm doing what the Lord told me. Avoid it. And you say, well, shouldn't you go tell them? Yeah, but there's another little part of that scripture that I want to give you. This is where I lie. It said, for it deceives the heart of the simple. And that's where I'm at. So they get up there and tell you all that stuff, and it sounds right. You know, that's the way we are. Somebody does something for me, I do something for them. You rub their back, they rub, you know, but that ain't God. No, he gives you a gift, and he don't take it back. And I found it, and I've done my best to protect myself from that, because some of that, but see, then this helps me. Yeah, this will help you here. Yeah, thank God. Well, I'm going to let you stand to your feet. I'll go on all night. See, I'm appreciative of what God done for me.
Amen.
And anyway, I didn't finish the story. I said to that guy, I said, did you believe? Did you believe what he told you? Did you believe what he preached? I said, I want to know. It's a yes or no answer. There's no beating around the bush about this. Tell me what you believe. And I said, so he said, well, he's sick and he won't be back. He said, would you come finish the meeting? I said, well, I'll come back. for a night or two. And I went the next night and I said, I told them, I didn't preach just a few minutes. I said, look, it's one way or the other. I said, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe your sins are gone. If you're saved by the grace of God, your sins are gone. God's not mad at you. Amen. He's not trying to break your leg. I heard that. When I'm sitting back there about three, he said, God broke my leg so that I'd do this. God didn't break your leg. You can't drive, buddy. You know? God can get your attention. You know, when he got my attention, you know what he done? He didn't beat on me and he didn't pound on me. It's love that constrained me. It ain't hard to do anything when God's squeezing that love in your heart. Lord, that, you can't get away from that. You can't. But anyway, I'm going to let you go, and I love you. And I appreciate the Lord. I'm glad I'm free, thank God. If the Son make you free, you're free indeed. Amen.